I'm Mark McKenzie at Collinton Primary School in Edinburgh. With me is Major Chris McGregor. Chris is the man behind a new book and indeed website, My Daddy's Going Away. And the aim of the book and website is to help families cope with the challenges of deployment and other temporary parental separation. Before we speak to Chris, let's hear a little from the book.
Tilly Brown, Primary 2. Dad says he won't be gone too long, but only time will tell how long it takes in far off lands for his socks to really smell.
Well, a lot of families within the military and elsewhere have parents that have to go away for periods of time, and it's really important that the children understand that their parents still care for them deeply despite the fact that they've gone. When I was a company commander in Iraq, I realised that there wasn't anything written specifically for children, and therefore I started writing a poem on Hercules as I left Iraq, that then developed into this book, because I realised that it shouldn't really be a poem just for my children, but all children could benefit from it, and not those in the military either, because there are families who have to work on oil rigs or in mines that where the father has to go away for long periods of time. And so that was really the inspiration behind it.
It seems such a simple idea and such a logical idea. Were you surprised that there wasn't something already there?
Yes, but sometimes these things that appear logical and simple to everyone are overlooked, aren't they? But there is quite a lot of information now, and the welfare agencies and charities like the Royal Caledonian Schools Trust are doing a great job in bringing this to people's attention.
Okay, and the books, who would you say, who's aimed at then?
Any child where, in this case, a father has to go away, and the age group really ranges from about 3 up to about 9 or 10. But I know of a 9-year-old who sleeps with it under his pillow.
And what feedback, apart from 9-year-olds who sleep with it under the pillow, have you had?
Well, brilliant. It's very kind, but a lot of people have said that it's a very useful book, and the reason is that each verse is written in line with the emotional cycle of deployment. Now, you don't get that immediately from the book, but each verse acts as a catalyst for discussion. And so what it does is just prompts the children to ask questions that they might not otherwise ask.
Was this done in consultation with your own children?
Oh, very much so, yeah. They have been the fiercest critics.
It's always the way, isn't it?
Yeah, well, but I mean, and they love it, and they both have their own copy, but a lot of schools across this country, and in fact globally now, are buying it. So there are sales in Australia and New Zealand, Canada and America, and of course our forces in Germany.
Sure, and the feedback from the kids is really important, but the parents as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, and one of the great things this does, because this book is My Daddy's Going Away, and there is a My Mummy's Going Away about to be produced, but the really good thing about this is because daddies are going away, they are meant to be interacting with their children before they go. And this enables them to read a story that explains that they're going away and coming back and that they will love their children throughout that period. And so you get the father-children interaction beforehand, which is really important. And sometimes daddies need a bit of a prompt to read books to children in the evening, and this is a really good excuse for doing so.
And it's not just words, it's beautifully illustrated as well.
Lovely little illustrations. They're of green aliens to ensure that anybody can empathise with the characters in the book. It is a very beautiful illustration. Prince Charles has written the foreword and comments on that. From time to time, Dad sends us stuff, and that is really cool. But best of all, I like it when we can show things off at school. If the sun gives way to cloud and I'm not sure why he's gone, I'll talk to Mum and my best friend, and that will make me strong.
Carolyn McLeod, a manager of the Royal Caledonian Schools Trust Education Project in Scotland. And part of what I do is work very closely with schools and encourage them to raise awareness by including all sorts of different projects and products that could encourage children and staff to talk about particularly armed forces families, because I work with Tri-Service right across Scotland. So my background is education, and I'm very keen on providing that sort of vehicle for expression, not only for service children, but also for other children who happen to be in the school, because I think both this particular book will address needs of all sorts of children, but also children who are in the schools that are tri-service have friends who are